The temporary sheltering of equine species may be necessary during an animal health emergency situation. This just-in-time training presentation will focus on issues to address when planning for and implementing temporary sheltering situations for equine species. The temporary sheltering of equine may be needed for a variety of animal health emergencies. Preceding a disaster situation, the evacuation of animals and their owners may raise a need for temporary housing locations. Following the disaster, animals left behind may become displaced and require rescue and subsequent sheltering until they can be returned to their owner. During emergencies involving highly contagious animal diseases, infected premises may be quarantined. Animals in disease outbreak situations will require continued care until the disease is contained or eliminated, or depopulation efforts to control the outbreak are completed. Also, during these outbreak situations, equine in transit may include potentially exposed animals in need of offloading for quarantine purposes. Unexposed animals in need of offloading should avoid entering quarantine zones to prevent them from becoming infected with an outbreak disease. Any of these situations will require temporary sheltering facilities and subsequent care of the animals until further notice by the proper authorities. The establishment of temporary housing facilities for equine will take careful assessment and planning to ensure effectiveness of the facility. Locations to temporarily house animals should be identified, preferably prior to an emergency situation. The number of locations needed will depend on the quantity of animals anticipated. Another consideration will be whether or not the animals to be housed will be infected with a highly contagious or zoonotic disease. This determination will be paramount as more isolated locations will be needed for these situations. The level of biosecurity needed will also depend on this determination. Additional factors to be addressed during planning will include how food, water, bedding, and other requirements will be obtained and maintained, how will waste removal management be handled, and the number of personnel required for the care of the animals. Security measures will need to be implemented to prevent access to animals by unauthorized persons, as well as prevent pillage of stored supplies. Planning for these factors primarily will depend on the length of time the animals will need to be housed. Depending on the situation, this may be as short as a few days or as long as several weeks. The personnel tending to the animals should be properly trained to handle these large animals in stressful situations. All animal handling personnel should be clearly identified so no unauthorized personnel is working with the animals. When selecting a location for temporary sheltering of equine, there are several factors to consider. These include methods of containment, facility setup, waste management, and addressing any special needs the housed animals will have. The first factor is determining how the animals will be contained within the location. This may involve the setup and use of fencing, pens, or stalls. The devices must be sturdy enough to prevent escape. Electric fencing should be avoided if possible. If unavoidable, be sure to tie strips of cloth along the wire at 4 to 6 foot intervals to better demarcate the fence. Upon entry, animals will test the containment boundaries looking for weak spots, so extreme vigilance will be necessary during the first few days of introduction to the area. The containment of animals serves not only to keep the animals confined, but also protects them from wildlife contact and predators. Before placing animals in the housing area, check for any items that might cause physical injury, such as nails, sharp objects, or hazardous materials. The facility should provide adequate shelter from the elements and an appropriate temperature for the time of year, whether it be shade in the summer or warmth in the winter. Attention to ventilation will be important to maintain adequate airflow throughout the building. If animals are housed outdoors, adequate wind protection and shade should be provided. Equine will require appropriate bedding such as wood chips or straw if they are housed in stalls or indoor pens. The need will depend on the season. If grass areas are part of the enclosure, no bedding should be required. If animals are housed without outdoor access or in cold conditions, some bedding will be needed for the animals' cleanliness and warmth. Waste disposal measures will need to be addressed and is necessary not only to minimize disease transmission, but to provide a humane and sanitary area for the animals being sheltered. Isolation areas must be available to allow for the separation of ill animals when needed, and some animals, such as pregnant mares or foals, will require special care. Shelter sites need to be determined before disaster strikes, and protocols should be in place for transportation to such locations. Possible sites can include fairgrounds, rodeo arenas, publicly owned lands, sale barns, feedlots, or fenced pastures. Proper permission needs to be obtained to address any legal issues. Some situations may require that a shelter be built on site using portable panels. It is imperative that the shelter panels, stalls, or gates be sturdy enough to contain these animals as they can test the boundaries of their confinements. Along with the physical setup of the temporary shelter, there are various supplies that will be needed to care for the animals as well as to administratively run the shelter. Supplies such as halters, lead ropes, feed, and water buckets will be needed for animal handling and care. Cleaning supplies, including cleaning buckets, shovels, stall forks, wheelbarrows, hoses, and disinfectants, should also be available at the shelter. Supplies for administrative purposes, such as computers, paper, and pens, will be needed for record keeping, animal identification, and other paperwork. Documentation of labor and supplies should be kept for indemnity payments if applicable. Ideally, access to the facility should be an all-weather surface road, which is wide enough for two lanes of traffic. Establishing a one-way flow of traffic will aid in the check-in and unloading process. Incoming vehicles should not be allowed direct access into the shelter, but should unload animals in a reasonable distance from the shelter to minimize the risk for disease transmission. If transportation vehicles need to be left at the site, they should be thoroughly cleaned and disinfected. Housing animals in the temporary shelter should be done by segregating the animals based on certain criteria, such as gender, pre-established herds, species, mothers with offspring, and pregnant mares. Separating animals based on these criteria decreases the chance of fighting and stress for all animals in the shelter. All animals should be identifiable with permanent identification, such as a brand, microchip, or tattoo. The sheltering area must have adequate spacing to allow the animals movement and room to rest. Overcrowding situations should be avoided to reduce stress to the animals as well as decrease disease transmission. Sick animals should be separated and isolated from all other animals until healthy. Waste management will be essential during temporary sheltering situations. The prompt removal of animal waste ensures hygienic conditions for the animals and reduces the risk for disease transmission between animals. Stalls and pens should be cleaned daily. Any equipment, such as shovels and rakes, used for waste management should be cleaned and disinfected after each use. In areas housing isolated animals, dedicated cleaning equipment should be used and disinfected afterwards. Next, let's look at some of the daily requirements for the animals housed in the shelters. These will include food and water, isolation areas, safety and security, veterinary care, and handling. Equids housed in a temporary shelter will require food and water. Feed will depend on availability. Ideally, a high-quality grass hay, such as Bermuda, orchard grass, or timothy, should be provided at a 1-2% of their body weight, or 10-20 pounds of hay per 1,000-pound animal. This amount may be reduced in situations where grass pasture is available. It may be increased in situations involving extreme cold temperatures. Grain may not be necessary except for juvenile animals, lactating mares, or severely underweight animals. Equids will need at least 5 gallons of water per 1,000-pound animal. If horses are stabled in large groups, several water sources and feed sources should be available to reduce territoriality and exclusion among the animals. Horses may not eat in a stressful animal health emergency situation. These animals should be monitored closely and examined by a veterinarian. Any animal exhibiting signs of illness should be isolated from other animals. Isolation areas should be some distance away from the main sheltering areas. Biosecurity procedures, such as wearing personal protective equipment and disinfecting the area, will be necessary in isolation areas. If death occurs in any of the animals, they should be disposed of properly by methods such as incineration or rendering. Equine animals can be potentially dangerous, especially in stressful situations. It is important to remain calm when working around them and best to only have experienced handlers work with the animals. Security of the shelter should also be made a priority to ensure that no unauthorized personnel are allowed into the shelter. Animals entering and exiting the shelter should be examined by a veterinarian for any signs of disease or injury. All animals with diseases or injuries should be tended to at once. As additional animals enter the shelter, they should initially be housed away from those already present to decrease disease spread. Animals should be monitored daily for any signs of illness or injury. All volunteers should be familiar with possible signs of disease for equids. Equids are herd animals by nature and may become anxious when separated from herd mates. New surroundings coupled with an increase in handling may raise stress on these animals. Only those experienced in moving horses should be handling them in stressful situations. Animals in stress situations can become unpredictable. A just-in-time presentation on the handling and restraint of equines during an animal health emergency is available. For more information on the temporary sheltering and care of equine during animal health emergencies, see the following resources. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.